That runs the deepest cuts of the cosmos. The full-on phantoms of fleshy trepidation disseminates the unlimits of the ether. A single cell for all to disease feed freely, willingly against the eerie sorrows of salvation. Planets sing an Eva in the desolate expanse between our eyes and every teetering triangle bound for bracing something stranger than the foodless borders of a nation.
Listening to the Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Ladies and gentlemen, you better hang on tight for this next part, because I know from experience that the ground ahead gets pretty rough in places. Some of you are going to be shocked, and the rest probably scared right out of your wits, because I'm going to propose my own grand design. I call it...
Brains up the rhythm. Brains up the rhythm with some boom boom cack. Brains up the rhythm with some boom boom cack. The reins of the rhythm with some boom boom cat.
broadcasting across the Steel City. This is 101.5 The Hawk.
Mom says the astronaut to bring it home, but I don't says
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Adam Van Cuverden, and I supported my dad throughout his winning battle against colon cancer. Talk with your doctor and get the test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
You're listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Everybody takes more than they can handle. I guess you did. Now close your hangar down. Oh yeah, they closed you down. And it's gonna be a good flying day. Sun is up, there's no clouds in your way. Just pick Pick up your shovels, boys. Pick up your spades. We'll see you again someday. Someday. Good flying day. Sun is up, there's no clouds in your way. Pick up your shovels, boys. Pick up your spades. We'll see you again someday. Someday. We'll see you again someday.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario. It's giving me a heart attack, cack, we jump.
wind in my sails. I live for days. No water, no food. It was good. I didn't mind more. Nowhere to be. Nothing to see except me. Thank you.
2020 is a big year for 101.5 The Hawk, and we want you to be a part of it. There are a lot of great ways to get involved, from hosting your own radio show, to gathering new music, helping with events and outreach, voicing and producing ads and public service announcements, and technical support. We always need new volunteers, and you could be one of them. Bring your voice, your ideas, and your community connections to The Hawk 101.5 FM at Mohawk College's Fennel campus. No previous radio experience is necessary. Email thehawk1015@gmail.com for more info. That's thehawk1015@gmail.com, or swing by the station located in room F111 of the Media Entertainment Wing. Hey, it's Kareem Mosna. Join me Wednesdays 10 a.m. to noon as we get jazz in session. We'll explore jazz through themes, stories, interviews, and more. Remember, life is a lot like jazz. It's best when you improvise.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
And I had an old man when I was a kid. He mixed his own liquor in a little wooden shed, and he drank while he worked, and it was hard work drinking. Poison his mind and it crippled his thinking. Well, something went wrong and it blew up the still. So they dug a little hole on the cemetery hill. And I had a mother, and God didn't love her, and she cursed his name when he took my daddy from her. So she spent a few years just laying in a bed, drinking red wine and wishing she was dead. And she took a last cup with a pocket full of bills. So they dug a little hole on the cemetery hill.
Thank you.
You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
I started out so innocently. I had a crush on his friend of Susie's. So when we'd walk home, she'd talk to me about the different things that a friend found interesting. But as you might guess, like at the end of a movie, I lost interest in the friend that I felt for Susie. It was all so exciting, it was all so new to me. When I was in grade 9, when I was walking home with Susie. When I was walking home with Susie. Walking home. We'll be right back.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.